So, Kyle, so I'm going to ask Joe, would you pick him up, please?
This time next year is going to be a real trial for the people in the Southwest. Because the major producer for water and electricity is the Colorado River. And because of the weather changes that have happened, we are in a 12-year drought. And what that means is that the tributaries that flow into the Colorado River are not getting the amount of water that they're supposed to get. And so the water levels at Lake Powell and Lake Mead are at a level to where they're almost to the intake backwards. And once they reach there, there'll be no flowing of any water, which means no electricity, no water. So people that are handling this drought situation have set up a temporary, temporary solving to the problem of the drought. And what they're going to do is, when weather makes, they're going to feed into Lake Powell and Hoover and Lake Mead. That will only be a temporary solution. This time, next year, which are going to be literally, I'm not exaggerating, literally, water and more electricity. You can't have both. And this is going to be a time of where the pedal hits the metal, and we will see what happens. So, Jim, I think we'll turn this over to you because I know that you will have many facts for the public today. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, Jim, what you're describing doesn't sound like oil hitting the metal, but shit hitting the fan. So what we have in the UK during the time that Boris Johnson was resigning were reports from the government that the vaccinated account for 94% of all COVID-19 deaths at table, 90% of whom were triple or quadruple deaths. So if you think getting the vaccine is good for you, you got it exactly backwards. It's precisely the opposite. The overwhelming number of those who are dying by virtue of being double or triple vaxxed. So if you haven't been vaxxed, for God's sake, don't get vaxxed. And if you haven't been vaxxed, don't get vaxxed again unless you want to ensure your demise. This is about as serious as it gets. But not only do we have these study reports out of the UK, but we have dozens of fully jacked tourists who are suddenly dropping dead in Italy. It's going on all over the nation. They claim they're baffled. They can't figure out what it is when it's all too obvious to anyone who's been following the jab and the pandemic. They're dying because they have been back. And the consequences for their bodies can be horrendous. We have physicians who are saving some lives by pulling huge blood clots out of the veins and arteries of bodies, and also embalmers doing the same for those who are already deceased. So, if you take a jab, you've got really serious problems to deal with, I'm sorry to say. Meanwhile, Russia has reoriented priorities in Ukraine to have the Russian forces there to take out the artillery supplied by the United States. It's going to happen for a certainty. We have this HIMARS, multiple rocket launchers, Red Caesar, Somerville howitzers, and other more hardware that the Russians are directing to hit with high precision weapons. It's going to happen. Russia is taking control of Ukraine. It's happening systematically. They're being very thorough about it and unrelenting. If you're hearing stories about Ukrainians when you're most valiant resistance, you are being played. I guarantee 100% it's propaganda. Meanwhile, the European Union has admitted that it's been trying to create problems for the Russian economy. In other words, it's been trying to destroy the Russian economy, to destroy the nation of Russia. They're not trying to defend Ukraine. They're using this as an opportunity to go off of Russia. And what that means in the end, if they begin to be successful, coming out voted in terms of, well, they think the Constitution ought to be interpreted the same one that back the court. I guarantee it ain't going to happen. But it won't be black and white. And in fact, they're just illustrating that they don't believe in the Constitution when they pull harebrained stuff like this. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has been exposed for shielding the records on Hunter Biden and the Durham Road. That Merrick Garland has been abusing his position to protect the political interests of the Democratic Party, not to enforce the laws, which he's obligated to do under the Constitution. Then we have the highly unusual situation of Alex Jones asking Marjorie Taylor Greene to run for president. If I see it, there's going to be an overwhelming wipeout of the Democrats in the November election if we are allowed to vote. What I expect they're going to do is either, by virtue of a military engagement with Russia, impose martial law, require all voting to be done by mail, or in the alternative, declare a new pandemic. It might be monkeypox, but I think more dramatic is Harvard, because you wind up bleeding from every orifice. And it's gonna be so scary to the American people to lock down the nation. You have to vote by mail so the Democrats can steal this one just as they have again and again and again in the past. Meanwhile, the Democrats also suffered a real series of defeats at the Supreme Court over the Second Amendment. They've gone stark raving mad about it. I wrote a letter to the Wisconsin State Journal, which I anticipate they would not publish, and they have not. It's entitled Assault Weapons and Gun Control. Check this out. Editor. Democrats seize on the spate of recent mass shootings to promote their gun control agenda, but they mislead the public by suppressing some of the most important facts of the matter by design. On MSNBC, Claire McCaskill asserted that 70,000 murders are gun violence every year, not sorting out murders as opposed to suicide, police and the performance of their duty, or civilians in self-defense. It turns out that Americans use guns to defend themselves from criminals billions of times every year, saving an estimated 200,000 per annum, lives that otherwise would have been lost. The AR-15 may be a military-style weapon in appearance, but it is not a weapon of war. It could be fully automatic when the AR-15 is only semi-automatic, but they like the sound of a brave. Some claim that the Founding Fathers did not have military-style weapons in mind when they authored the Second Amendment, but it was actual military, not just military-style weapons they had in mind. The point was that citizen soldiers who were armed and ready to rise to the defense of the nation in times of tyranny. They had it right then and right now, some would say, now more than ever. Those are some of the highlights. What's going on out there, Joel? I'm glad to share it with our audience.
Yeah. This really talked and that was a lieutenant, I mean, off spike proteins, and what happens is you get a diminished because it keeps
reproducing these microbes that fold over and make amyloids in your blood system.
Doesn't it shield yourself from the germ?
So what happens then is that your immune system is malfunctioning, so you have all these viruses that are around you and you get sick. And that is the meaning of the shot. It is not a vaccine. All right, Jim, pick it up.
So, Bud, you're completely 100% correct, Joe. I mean, it's a shot. And under international law, particularly the Nuremberg Code, no one can be coerced into taking an experimental vaccine without informed consent. They must be told all the risks, all the benefits, but also all the risks, which are overwhelming in this case. We have millions of deaths. We have tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of adverse effects. They are across the board. There must be 100 different adverse effects here that are brought about by these vaccines. And vast numbers are dying. It's a three-stage process. They want to use the mass to go slowly because that constricts your consumption of oxygen. You're breathing in oxygen depleted air. That puts a strain on your cardiovascular system and kills brain cells, which are like skin cells, don't grow back. So the loss of brain cells is irreversible. And they, Tony the Rat Fauci, did a study with Betty Drew, where they discovered that most did not die from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia infections in their lungs, which were induced by guess what, wearing masks. I've seen on my blog 150 different studies showing that face masks are not only not beneficial, but actually harmful. 150 studies. Second, of course, is the fact that Joe and my species are mRNA.
Other day. We're going to do another one. And I'm like, why do you want to come on with Gabby Davis and then talk about a field and she's brought on? That was an unchaotic one. For the Bush Brown Center, et cetera. And here's what it reads. I want to read this, but I don't record it. So hang on, I got to turn on the light. You must stand.
Talking about what happened during the way back in the 1990s when a guy by the name of Bill Cooper and he took the Constitution and explored what the militia was. That concept had spread throughout all of the West. So what Stuart was talking about, that was not necessarily people going out maneuvering in the woods, but if the people reviewing what it was in the Constitution and what the Constitution meant for the militia and what that meant. And the court, your particular state that you live, said, when we talk about the militia, we're talking about you as an individual who has a right to a military type of arm, which means not just a hunting rifle, not just a pistol, but a military type of weapon, which was to keep a tyrannical government in check. That's the key word, in check. And we just recently, in Indiana, had a young man who was well trained because of what he did, stopped mass shooting in Indiana. Perhaps the breathing halts, complain, should have had a gun, etc., etc. And with those people, it's never logical. Have you ever found any of them to be logical? Go ahead.
No, I think this guy was great. He had a concealed carry and he took out the first, but that's what we should do. The Supreme Court basically is saying that the right of American citizens, and it will dramatically reduce crime. The Democrats have their heads so far where the sun doesn't shine. They don't actually understand how this all works. It turns out worldwide, the more guns, the fewer murders. The fewer guns, the more murders. It's really very simple. Try it out. The Supreme Court is ruling in accordance with the Constitution, and maybe we're going to find out the beneficial effects that come from having an armed populace. This was a brilliant illustration.
Well, I want to add what Jim is saying. That is the basis of the entire military structure of the United States. It was called the Citizens' Soldier. And they had the background to be the premise of the entire King of Wars. And so the best way to have a King of War was to keep power of being centralized. And the best way to do that is freedom of speech. And that freedom of speech is with a military type of weapon. Not a honey gun, not a pistol, but a military type of weapon. What do you say to that, Jim? Yeah?
Court? Court, I mean, the Supreme Court never ruled out military type weapons, and in fact, the founding fathers had military weapons in mind. That's precisely what they wanted them to have. They wanted to be a citizen soldier with those weapons so they could come to the defense of the nation and protect our democracy from tyrants such as we have in Wisconsin, Washington, D.C. today.
Thank you, sir, for seeing that.
Okay, now I want to shift down. Now, one of the persons that I follow on YouTube is Oscar L. Bruce, one of the two guys that gets out there and puts the sugar to the concrete. And right now,
he's please.
Now, there's no website, it's just you get it, pick him up on that YouTube.
Send me the link, I'll pick him up, okay?
And his name is Oscar all groups. And this is what his counterpart to that is Anthony Aguero, spelled A-G-U-E-R-O. And you can pick up, they show you exactly what's going on the border. Now, this is a very important thing because for 2021, 2 million came through the southern border. 2 million. And it's going to be the same thing this year. Those people have to be housed. Those people have to be given medical assistance, transportation. How is this going to be done? 2 million have come through in 1 year's time. And they have been gathering up at a place called Tepachula, which is on the western side of Mexico, down by Guatemala. And now they are going to be given what they call Mexican passports. In other words, for a certain period of time, they'll be able to come and go anywhere they want to. And what it means is that you have certain NGOs at certain camps, there's like about 200 of them throughout Mexico, and they put them on buses. And then drive them up to the border. So don't think that they're doing that. You know, they're crawling through the desert, they're dying, or that's the other dying. But the vast majority of them are being brought up here on buses. And it's called the replacement theory. In other words, the indigenous people of the United States are being replaced by these others. So, if you want to know what's going on the border and how they're doing it, they just simply walk across. That's it. They simply walk across. How did the guy walk from Tepachula and put knee shorts and flip flops and t-shirt? He doesn't. He rides on a bus. So there is a program that is connected to, that is connected to the biological shock. We operate this country of its indigenous people and replace them with these others that are coming in now. What do you say, Jeff?
Oh yeah, of course, absolutely, that's what's going on. They're going to populate, they're going to replenish the military with these people who are going to be willing to fire on American citizens with American soldiers with guns. So they're going to be the left. They're antagonizing Hispanics here who are appalled and allowing all these people into the country when they had to earn their way. They deserve what they have, but Biden is giving them a red card, but treat everything. It's just this.
Whether or not there is going to be a war, it's before the election. because of what Dr. Kenneth Finney, Dr. Rudy Mekowitz, Dr. Malone, and others have said, the people that take the biological drug, they believe, these doctors believe, that their demise will be within 5 years. So, having said that, we have 80% of this population has been inoculated at least twice. That means that all Russia has to do, if that were the case, or China has to do the case, and just sit back and just let everybody die. So I think that's the course that's really going to happen, okay? Because it's to their advantage to do nothing. Because just recently, they lost 400 pilots out of Top Gun and other installations. They lost 40,000 guardsmen. In other words, they were given the choice, take the badge or get out. And it's being done to reduce the military of the United States. We don't have a military right now.
Jesus Christ, and
thank you, Jim.